Stephen Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about why land resellers buy from us. We have a whole website called landstay.com, and the slogan is land acquisitions for resellers. And it's been this way for years and years and years, and this was not intentional.
Let's just cut to the chase. It's me.
It's the Jill Show.
Come on. No, I'm just saying. What do they buy from us? Because I get to talk to me.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just kidding.
That's hilarious.
Thank you.
You know, it's probably not completely not true. I mean, it's probably.
Doesn't hurt.
There's some truth to that.
People call and there's a woman on the other line. And it's like, oh, okay. That's sometimes it's hard to get them off the phone.
Here's the one reason. It's cheap.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
It's cheap.
It's hilarious. That's one thing that I'll never get tired of that question, like, what's wrong with it? I'm like, nope, nothing wrong with it.
Just nope.
Yeah. No, I seriously, it's like, it's nothing wrong with it. If you would like me to add more to the price so it really is more in line with all the competition, I am happy to. And they're going to, then they're like, oh, no. Got it.
Over the last lot of years, Joe and I have developed a lot of one-liners about the top six or seven questions that we get
from
people.
Yeah.
You know. And we only get them once because that's it. That puts it all to rest. And you know what? We'll answer them in just a minute here.
Okay.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Jason asks, I'm very frustrated. Is there a simple video tutorial that will walk someone Is there a simple video tutorial that someone has made that will walk you through the simple formulas and steps it takes to work with the data that we are using in this business? I've edited my data down by going through and looking for government-owned properties, Indian land, non-taxable land, etc. I've done this manually. I know there's a better way. I've tried to watch the video to keep up with Jack as he goes through adding a column, I can do that, and then adding a reference number in the column for each row of data, but it bounces back and forth between him and the slides. I'm having a hard time following. OMG, is there a better way? I never have had to use Excel, and I can guarantee you that my kids will learn to use this. I'd scream and kick the dog if I thought it'd help. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Okay. Well, this takes me right back to 2014.
This is here, Stephen. Everyone breathe.
And I'm not picking on this writer at all.
Yeah.
There's two red flags here for me. I've never had to use Excel, and these are direct quotes. And my kids will learn to use this. So the very, very nucleus of how we buy and sell real estate is data-driven. And there's only really, in my experience, two ways to manipulate data to your benefit to get offers to owners, whether you're doing direct mail, skip tracing. There's a million ways to get offers to owners.
Right.
Not a million. There's about four really good ones.
That's awesome.
I really believe that you have to have and be comfortable with, and I mean like born with comfort, manipulating data with either using Excel or through the manipulation this day and age of a database. Excel is easy for everybody to understand, I think, and a database takes a little bit more sophistication, but there's no limits to it, literally. There's no limits to a relational database. So you have to learn how to use Excel, probably to the master's degree level, before you can understand how to get offers to owners in the mail, and before you how to learn how to price stuff. And that's for all real estate. This is why people drive around driving for dollars, and there's a lot of ways to avoid learning how to manipulate data and learning Excel, and they all fail.
Right.
Every single one fail.
I do have to say one thing. If you're in our world and you understand the concept and you get the business, this is not crazy, and if maybe you're the money guy, hold on, follow me here.
I'm gonna follow you.
Okay, maybe you're the money guy, and that's okay. You could partner up with someone if you understand. Hey, I'm great at talking on the phone. I have a tech arsenal behind me. I can get any website you want built tomorrow. I've got money to buy the properties, you know, and I'm good with, you know, whatever it is, hiring title companies, anything like that, all the talking part and that part, then there might be somebody out there for you to partner with and make this work. So I don't want you to give up.
Jill and I have a very fortunate distinction, each of us separately, of being relatively good at sales and relatively good at data. It just happens to be that I love the data part and she loves the sales part. So now I don't have to do the sales part anymore and she doesn't have to do the data part anymore. But the people who are really good at this in our group and the ones who are not good at this and they choose to do this alone are good at both to some degree. What she's saying is, if you can't stand Excel, which is what this person's really saying, and it's grossly out of their comfort zone, mm-hmm. you don't have to fail. You can just team up with somebody who's great at it.
Exactly.
That's it.
Like I always would tell him, and I still do, you know, all you gotta do is make our phone ring.
Yeah.
Make my phone ring, make my team's phone ring. And that's really how we divided up our company in the beginning. And it's and parts of it have never changed.
If one of these two things is stopping you from succeeding, log on to LandAcademy.itself. As a member, go to Deal Board and post a thing that says something like this. I suck at data, but I love sales, or vice versa.
Exactly.
And I'm ready to go. I've got all kinds of time on my hands. Feed me some deals. I'll split it with you. You'll get 50 people responding to you on either side. So, but Jill has to save me all the time, and it's okay.
What do you mean? Why?
This Excel, never mind. Let's move on.
Oh.
This Excel thing makes me mad.
I know. Well, be like me. Come on, there's plenty of people that I talk to that are fearful of talking on the phone. I don't get frustrated. I help them.
I'm training a personal assistant right now who's very young to handle all of the mailers, and I just approve it. And so, and they're very new at this, and I chose that person for a lot of reasons. But they are going through the Microsoft / Lynda Excel formal education program.
And growing pains, it's not, I'm going to say.
Yeah. It's not free. There's a lot of YouTube stuff out there. You can learn all kinds of, but there's nothing like going through a course.
Right.
Like we have a course.
Right.
That shows you from professional people who have really succeeded at how to learn how to do this. So.
Thank you.
I'll leave it at this. If you're serious about buying and selling real estate, she's cringing.
I'm like, but wait,
if
one more thing.
You're serious about buying real estate. Buy and sell real estate, you got to know Excel.
Yes. Oh, but one more thing, just kidding. This is what happens when you bring up Excel with him.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what?
Yeah, that's a thing.
That's
Joe.
Your fault for putting that in.
It is my fault for choosing this question.
Yeah, who picked the question? You just wanted to vent a little bit, I guess.
Today's topic, why land resellers buy from us. This is the meat of the show.
I have some theories.
Go ahead. Oh, go ahead, Joe. I've talked a lot already.
Actually, you have. Oh, it's so funny. All right. Here's what I think. Here's my personal take on why they buy from us. Number one, we make it easy. I have repeat customers that come back over and over and over again because I remember them. I keep their credit card on file. I know how they want their deed done every time. They don't have to ask me. So I make it so easy. I send them a list with a state, county, APN, and my price. And they can look it up at their leisure, because remember, they're resellers. They're in my business. And they just pick the ones. I want 1, 2, 4, and 7. Great. Done. And that's the end of the conversation. And there is no conversation, by the way. It's an email to them. They pick them, they email me back. Great, we charge their card, we do the deed they want, and get it recorded for them, and it's a done thing. So that's number one, I think, why they choose from us. Number two, we do what we say we're gonna do. And it's not just resellers, but you better walk through life like this, by the way. You'll get further a lot faster if you do. And just do what you say you're gonna do. And if you're not gonna do it, say, hey, I gotta be honest with you, this is a horrible week for me. I can get to it on Tuesday. Is that gonna work for you? You know, and then, and everybody's like, pfft. And everybody accepts it and we're all okay and you're not stressed out and making people unhappy. Number three, I only have four here. Number three is, do you wanna jump in at any moment?
No, like, absolutely not.
Like I get on my list and I just like.
I can't hold a candle to this and it's a good coffee break for me.
Thank you. Yeah, would you like, can I get you anything?
No, like Joe, this is really, really valuable stuff.
Thank you. Okay. Number three, why they resellers choose from us? Transparency. You know, we always are upfront and honest. If access sucks, we're going to tell you. If it's fantastic, we're going to tell you. If we're not real sure about, we think there's a flat spot over here with a slope. First of all, this is part of the transparency too. We would not have bought a property to try and resell it if we didn't feel it already. We would just pass on it all the way. We pass on way more properties than we buy. And we're very transparent about that. And we're very transparent about the property, what we know and what we don't know. We really put it out there. And the final thing is, why I think everybody buys from us too, is the history that we have of our business longevity is so powerful. You know, I pick restaurants. I'm like, you know what? This restaurant's been in business for 10 years. There's a reason why. Yeah. They wouldn't have made it 10 years. If they're around for 6 months, I might be a little iffy on them. Well, it's the same with us. And it's sad, especially in our industry, in a lot of our competition, other land sellers, you know, in the 2008, 2009, 2010, what I meant to say, they went away. I feel bad. But we're one of the few that are still here. And the longevity and the history, and you can look us up and see what our customers think of us and say about us. And go look at our history on eBay. It's hilarious and staggering, you know, the volume of what we did and the transactions. And that says a lot. So that's my list.
I mean, I could summarize what Jill set up, what Jill just said in one sentence. I mean, we didn't set out to do this, but we have established trust. We've established our customer base's trust, not only with our land sales operation, but houses and Land Academy and all of it. So that should be a goal. And if you want to have a mantra written above on your computer monitor and a sticky note, it should be established trust.
Yeah.
That's why. I mean,
it's huge.
And what I alluded to in the beginning of the show about, you know, answering questions, it's just from brand new people who they ask us, you know, like, why the heck is this property so cheap? Which is a good question.
Yeah.
You know, why is it so cheap? Well,
because we bought it
for less than what we're asking you to pay for it. Yeah. Then their next question is, well, I want to do that.
Yeah, it's very true. That's how we got here.
To which we answer, you should join Land Academy.
Exactly.
That's how Land Academy started.
It's totally outside. Because
we had to answer that question 42 times a week, and we just got tired of it.
Exactly. That's perfect. That's a great way to say it. Perfect. That's good.
Hey, we know your time's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with us today. Join us next time for the episode called Member Andrew Peacock Shares Land Academy Success Stories.
Oh, yay. And by the way, we're going to answer your questions posted on our online community at landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I have to say before Jill...
I got excited.
Yeah. No, it's great.
Okay.
It's great. I have to say this Andrew, we have already recorded it. This Andrew Peacock interview, you don't want to miss it.
Yeah. Oh, you know, yeah.
I mean, it was by leaps and bounds the best interview as a Land Academy owner or...
Host.
Yeah, host, let's say. And House Academy. He's taken this thing to a whole new level where he's actually a former NFL player.
Yeah.
Taking this whole thing to a level that... I always know this stuff is possible, but when we talk to him, I love to get blindsided. And I love to get blindsided with success. And he truly blindsided both of us with his success and his approach to buying and selling real estate. And I'm not selling anything here. It's a great half hour out of your life to see what's possible.
Thank you, babe. That was about a half hour of your life right there. Just kidding. I'm just teasing.
I'm getting my butt kicked this week.
I am totally teasing. I'm sorry. Hey, by the way, what I wanted to say earlier, and I started to put it in the wrong spot, but today's the last day. We have a big promo going on with Land Academy. If you're thinking about doing it, check it out, landacademy.com. And while you're out there online, wherever you are listening or wherever you are watching, please rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.